just inside the doorway. Use it only in emergency. Better you should pray to God, the Father and the Spirit will guide you and protect you from up here. Can you hear me? Can you hear me running? Can you hear me running? Can you hear me calling you? Can you hear me?
Good evening from Boston, Massachusetts. My name is Frank Allen. Tonight, we welcome back Targeted Justice. Midge, Susan, and Richard will enlighten us on progress and recent developments. You can call into the show live and ask a question or get involved. That's what we want you to do. And that would be 800-313-9443 or listen at 605-313-0163. Targeted Justice will hold its first annual peaceful protest in Washington, D.C. from the 22nd until the 25th of September, if COVID-19 allows it. Imagine a tiny microscopic virus deciding the fates of so many things. Okay, Richard and Susan, we have no Midge. So, Richard, would you like to start? We don't have any actual format tonight, but I can ask you questions if you like, or you can ask me questions, or we'll just let it rip.
Okay, thank you, Frank. I know Midge is available. Maybe there's a technical difficulty. I was just talking to her earlier, so I know she's around. But so, we would like to remind everyone that we are planning our fall protest. We're expecting a bigger turnout this year. We want to one of the key educational facilities that we do through the program and through the event is to encourage folks to speak to their congressmen and their senators. And so if you go to our website, we've got a great deal of information, part of it based on our last year's success. And we want folks to have the courage to go and talk to your congressman and senator. That's an important first step because most people never do that. Most people never have a good reason to do that. But we think this is a very good reason. And so if you'll join the group, we'll get you set up with somebody else that's traveling to one of the congressional buildings. And it's not complicated. We can talk you through it, or we can get somebody that's going at the same time to join you. There's maps. There's multiple floors in the building, so you kind of got to know where you're going. And we'll get you. You want to make an appointment at least a month in advance. More in advance is better. And go in and just try to get 5 minutes with your congressional representative or one of their office staff. A lot of times you'll find that the congressman or the congressperson may not be available, but the chief of staff or their director of civil rights or somebody on the team will be willing to spend a few minutes with you. And you can bring some documentation with you, and then you'll want to get information, contact information, so you can follow up later. So it's not simply just you sitting there relaying your story, but you're going to want to follow up and ask them what they can do to help in terms of communicating back with you locally or communicating with other congressional staff teams that we are aware that have full knowledge about the program and the things that are going on. So we're both encouraging individuals to talk to the congressmen and to help facilitate a discussion also between the various congressional teams. So it's kind of a win-win. We traveled last year, Targeted Justice traveled to Washington, D.C. three times. We visited the office of more than 300 congressmen and senators. We handed out flyers. We had a folder package that we're handing out that provided a lot of information about Targeted Justice, about the program, what some of the common experiences were, and we referred them to our website, and we got contact information so that we could follow up. And that turned out to be far more successful than we thought. We started to see just a great deal of information coming back through other targeted individuals, as well as questions and comments back from a number of congressmen and senators. So we do know that the message was received. We do know that it was discussed in their weekly meetings, and we want to keep that momentum going. So if you've had any inklings that you might want to go to Washington, D.C. and visit your congressman and take advantage of your rights as a U.S. citizen, Targeted Justice would like to facilitate that. So please sign up on our website. You can register. All the information there is where to send a check, who to contact. We've got information about hotels. We've got basic travel information. We've got a basic schedule that we used from last year. We're going to be modifying that a little bit, but all in all, it's going to be a very good event, and we're hoping that we can get Frank to come back and do his show live. We certainly enjoyed that last year, Frank.
Oh, certainly. That's a plus. I'll be there. And I would like to do it outside if we can. I'm going to try and get the time to do it, and we'll go from there. But there's a lot of different avenues we can take. We might have to tape the whole show. I'm not sure. But we're going to be recording all day long the whole time we're there. And we have plenty of room. And definitely in the evening, we'll be broadcasting for sure from Washington, like last year.
Yeah, that would be great. I thought that went over really well.
So, yes, very helpful. It did. Well, yeah, I fully intend to be there. This time I'm flying. No more driving. Thanks.
And okay.
Came down that the airfare was $100. I could not believe it. I checked, and I could
That's
not
great.
Believe.
Yeah. Well, I'm sorry. Go ahead.
Oh, I'm sorry. I interrupted you, sir. But I just wanted to sure that people should understand that I'm not sure whether these low fuel prices will help. But it seems to me that it would drive the airfares down because they don't have anybody to sit on those planes. So if you bought a ticket now, it might be cheaper. What do you think, Richard?
I absolutely, Frank. I think you're right on there. So fuel expenses for an airline, that's the biggest single expense for any operating airline is the fuel expense. So with cheap fuel prices, they will lock those in. They'll pre-buy an inventory and fill up their fuel tanks at major airports, and all the big airlines do that. It's called hedging, and that locks in their fuel price for a long period of time. So I'm sure this will guarantee long-term lower airfares for folks that like to travel. And so yeah, I absolutely agree. Now's the time, or within the next month or so, to buy a ticket, you're probably going to get a very reasonable price. Hotels, I've noticed, are also much more reasonably priced as well.
Yes, with this lockdown, I think if you reserve a hotel now, you could probably get a room at the Trump Manor there for very cheap money. But yes, I encourage people to make plans now so that we can all get there and have a great time like we did last year. And it's going to be fantastic. And the dinners at night are exquisite. Now, we get TIs that we've never met. We have TIs from all over the country coming to see us, and it's fantastic. And they see us, and when I see they, I mean the United States government. And we are making an impression every time we go. So if we can get at least three times as many people this year, that would be fantastic. And it made quite an impact on Washington, I'm sure.
All right. I absolutely agree, Frank. It's there's a lot of information that we disclose, not just through Targeted Justice, but through your show and through a number of folks in the TI community. That's very damaging to the deep state. Secrets that they really would prefer never got out. But for congressmen and senators that are not in the know that we've informed, that becomes a very damaging secret. And so, I think you're correct. It's something that they are very sensitive to, and they're going to go to great lengths to try to suppress that information or prevent us from even sharing that information. But we're going to, again, show them this year that's not going to happen. And we want other folks to help us. There's a significant group in the Washington, D.C. area, folks. We want to encourage those guys to come back. Please come again. I met a number of people that had not left the house in months, and I was shocked at that. And so we want folks to get out of the house. It's a safe place. You got any concerns on that? We didn't have any problems. So we want folks to come out and be assured that it's a safe environment. Other TIs are not going to give you a hard time. They're not going to ask you any awkward questions. You're going to make a lot of new friends, and we encourage you to exchange email addresses or whatever you're comfortable with. We did have a group that drove all the way from Colorado last year to Washington, D.C., just to attend the event, and I hope that they will come back again this year. So we'll look to see which folks travel the farthest, and if you're listening to this program from outside of the United States, we encourage those folks to come as well. There's nothing that limits you. If you most countries don't require a visa. You can book the hotels and your reservation stuff just based on the information we provided on our website. So if you're outside of the country, we're inviting you as well. There's no reason for those folks not to attend and make some connections here in the United States that may be helpful to you later on.
Right, that's great. Okay, let's see what Susan has to say. How you doing?
Hi, Frank. Good evening. Thanks for having us back. We appreciate the platform that you're giving us to get the word out. And your interviews that you did during the protests last year were really good. It was actually you did them at night after the day of activity went on. You went around and interviewed individual people and got their experiences and what happened, and you allowed them to put their story public, which is empowering. And what I'd like to do is the people that are listening, I deal with a lot, I talk to a lot of the TIs from around the country. There are a lot of them at this point that are so skeptical about anything ever being done because they've been in this program for so many years. They've gone to law enforcement, they've gone to their politicians, they've gone everywhere, and they're just so disgusted that they don't believe that anything will get done. I just want to tell everyone listening, this is a nonpartisan issue. It's nonpartisan. I went to Washington four times last year. The fourth time I went, I did not go with Targeted Justice. I went with a group of other female TIs from around the country. And I want to let everyone know here that every single office that I went into, handing out information about the program, they now were sitting there with the attorney in the office. What I sensed is that politicians do know what's going on here. But as everyone listening here that is targeting, that gets assaulted with invisible weapons or gets implanted, these politicians know if they come out by themselves, they may not be able to do anything. And I did encourage a group of politicians and their aides, and said, we understand it. Like TI, you know, you really have to rally the wagons around the safety in numbers. And what I do believe is going to start happening, as everyone is looking in the news today, there is a wealth of information that people are starting to wake up. And everything that targeted individuals have been through, the surveillance, the computer hacking, the blacklisting, a lot of people have been hit with biological weapons, the medical device implants, microwave radiation, all of the stuff that we have been going through, we're now starting to see the quote-unquote non-TIs be affected by this here and there. We've already been there. We've done it. And we're going to be able to speak to all of the things that are now unraveling around the world. Whether this COVID was a bioweapon or not, TIs that have gone through that experimentation know what that is all about. This whole big 5G movement to stop 5G technology. We know that they, and as Richard Lighthouse has put on the Targeted Justice website, as well as ourlighthouse.com, the information about how these satellites work with these cell phone towers. And other people are coming out, other scientists are coming out, divulging how the cell towers are being used with massive mind control. So all of the things that targeted individuals have been going through for decades is coming to the forefront for the entire population right now on this planet. I would hope that everybody, again, listening here, go to targetedjustice.com, click on the Home tab, and if you go down, 1, 2, 3, the fourth tab there is Targeted Protest 2020. Check back frequently on that tab, and we will get updates. I am in touch, I've been in touch about 3 or 4 times now with the Park Service, and we are scheduled to be in Washington. We're planning on having a dinner September 22nd. 23, 24, 25 will be in Washington proper, Washington, D.C. proper. I would encourage people.
Susan, we are coming up on commercial here shortly. Okay. And
folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing: knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Good evening from Boston, Massachusetts. My name is Frank Allen. Tonight, we welcome back Targeted Justice. Midge, Susan, and Richard will enlighten us on the progress and recent developments. And naturally, an update on Washington, D.C. 2020. Okay, Susan, I believe you are speaking. Go right ahead.
Okay, I just wanted to... The protest is going to be all about. There are lots of pictures to see where we are, where we're going to go. We're not going to divulge the agenda until the last minute there, but the reason we encourage people ahead of time is that there are specific areas in Washington, D.C. that will only accommodate a certain number of people. Now, we're hoping to get, you know, as you said, Frank, at least three times the amount. I'm hoping we see over 100 people. I think we may actually do that this year because of everything else that's coming out and how many high-profile people are actually now admitting that they've been targeted. I know I don't want to talk too much about names and politics here, but there is a doctor that's in the news every day giving us updates on this pandemic virus, and we just found out in the news, I'm sure many TIs that are awakened here, about this other female scientist who's a doctor that was targeted because of her work exposing corruption. So it's going to be those kind of people now that we're going to start seeing coming out to support this movement. As I said, we really would appreciate, and I thank you, those of you that may be listening here have already signed up and registered. I need a head count. We need to plan, especially for the permit venue we're allowed to get the permit for. The next thing is at the bottom of that page, if you look down, we have put all the information about travel. You can get there by plane, by train, by bus, by bicycle, by car, and there is a $35 registration fee. The $35 is for a T-shirt, and it's also going to pay for the materials that are going to be distributed during the rally, and it will help defray some of the costs. I know that each of us have been putting, especially Richard, I thank him, I'm sure we all do thank him so much for the monies that he has spent putting together a lot of the literature to get this the word out. But Midge and I as well, between postage and letters and printing and, you know, just a lot of stuff goes into keeping this organization going. We also, if I can just direct people to our Patreon account, if you go on the homepage, again, targetedjustice.com, on the front, I think, Richard, you did put on the front page. Yeah, there we go. We have listed, we can be found on Twitter. We have two Facebook groups. It's Targeted Justice Official Facebook group, and we also have Targeted Freedom. And you scroll on down. Richard, I'm trying to find, where do you have the Patreon? Oh, there it is. It's right under. It says become a sponsor for as little as $3.50 a month. I think that works out to like 15 cents a day or something. It's not even a cup of coffee a day. If you want to do a cup of coffee a day, that would be like $10 or $15 a month. We would be so grateful, appreciative, and it will enable us to get a lot more literature out and pay for mailing and things like that. But Patreon.com, the link is on the website. And I want to thank those people, especially from the Facebook group, that are responding to this. We appreciate it. And 100% of the money donated goes to specifically the targeted program for education, awareness, and legal action.
Okay, that's great, Susan. In like a minute or so, we're going to be coming up on the bottom of the hour for station identification. And I'd like to say what a great job the team has done last year, planning, putting it together. Nikki in there working with memberships and whatnot. It's just quite a team working together. And a great bunch of people. And it's just fun the whole time you're down there. You will never, ever regret going to D.C. with TJ. Because it's a blast. And the dinners at night, I'd love to be able to sneak in at 10 o'clock. Be able to broadcast from one of those restaurants. That'd be fantastic, wouldn't it? Okay,
yeah,
we're going to look into that, Frank.
That's a great suggestion.
Okay, we're going to the bottom of the hour, station identification. My name is Frank Allen. We'll be right back. Thank you.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
So, you love talk radio, then you'll love TalkStreamLive.com. TalkStream Live is always on, 24/7, with the best streaming talk shows. Find your favorite talkers and discover some new ones. It's free, readily available online or on mobile with any smartphone or tablet. Finding your favorite talk shows all in one place has gotten a whole lot easier. Just go to TalkStreamLive.com. Be sure to download the free apps from Google Play or the iTunes App Store.
The Republic Broadcasting Network late night premiere show Red Pill Hardcore is hosted by activists that want to hear from you, the listeners, so that you can get involved in the activism. Please call in at 800-313-9443 at 10 p.m. to enter the discussion. To book yourself as a guest, call our studio at 202-657-5715 or contact RBN staff. Remember, keep it real and take the Red Pill.
Many people write us about their experience with Extendivite. Allow me to read you some from Amazon.com. It really does work like the review says it does. I cannot believe that after the first few days, I didn't feel as sluggish or clogged up. It has had a profound impact on my physical, emotional well-being. I'm skeptical as most people about products and their claims, and I never write reviews, but this is a wonderful product and I recommend it to everyone. Great product. It has brought my blood pressure from the mid-150s over the 80s to the mid-130s over mid-80s. Along with diet and exercise in just the past couple of months. Excellent. Thank you, David. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
This is too good to be true, except this time it is real. 100%. No joke. How about a $25,000 membership to Front Sight Firearms Training Facility as a thank you bonus for a one-time donation to RBN of only $500? It is a Commander Lifetime membership with no yearly fees or dues. The training is free for the rest of your life with over 50 different classes. Then leave it to your designated beneficiary. You provide the approved firearm, holster, ammo, eye, and ear protection. Many features and bonuses are included, more than you would ever expect or believe. This is the ultimate graduation present, wedding gift, etc., etc. See the details. Go to RBN's webpage and frontsight.com to make it happen. You will hear this offer only on this radio network. Help keep RBN alive. Tell 5.
We are coming to you live from the Republic Broadcasting Network, where you can handle the truth. Good evening from Boston, Massachusetts. Welcome back. We have Midge, Susan, and Richard from Targeted Justice tonight, and it's really a great show. I encourage you to call in live and get involved at 800-313-9443, or you can listen at 605-313-0163. Okay, Susan, did you have anything more you wanted to add? Oh, no. We didn't lose Susan, did we?
Oh, no, I'm sorry. Here we go. Can you hear me now?
Yeah, sure can.
Okay. It depends on where I walk around in my apartment. I'm sorry. We encourage people to attend. Anybody who has not been to one of these gatherings, they're going to find it. It will be emotional for a lot of people being here amongst our tribe, so to speak, the people understand exactly what you've been going through. And it's empowering, it's supportive, it can be emotional. And I can tell you that there's a bunch of ladies that I met in Washington last year that I still keep in touch with. And it's just good to have a support system.
Yes, it is. It's a grand support system, and it's a grand gathering to show the people that we aren't the ones wearing the tin hats. But if they're not careful, they will be. Okay, Richard, we haven't heard from you for a few minutes. Go ahead.
Sure. I wanted to answer sort of an implied question. I get this every now and then. Folks that want to visit their congressional rep in Washington, D.C., and the question I get is, so what information do I share with them? What should I tell my congressman? You know, what key pieces of evidence can I share that would be very compelling to my congressman or my senator? And so I'll point out a number of documents on our website that you can print out and take with you and make folders or flyers or pamphlets that is great to leave with them and helps to initiate a discussion. One of the best pieces of evidence we have is on our homepage right now, and it's under the 5th of May, and it's called Titan Do Capabilities. Titan is the name of a company that's now owned by the L3 Harris Corporation. And the document that we have there is a technical paper that was written a few years back, but it's basically written by the engineers of the company admitting that they built the Vercator microwave weapons. Okay? This is very compelling information. So these microwave beam weapons, they're describing how they developed them, how they developed different power ranges and different frequencies, and they've got diagrams and charts and a little bit of mathematics in there, and they show where they did it, the years that they worked on it, a number of technical papers that were published. So it's very compelling information that this is not something that a TI or the TI community can make up. We also reference a very important U.S. patent, patent number 4345220. That patent was awarded to a man named Donald J. Sullivan, who worked on for a company in Albuquerque, New Mexico, back in the early 80s, and they developed the first Vercator microwave beam weapon. There's the patent on it. So that's the kind of documents that you can share with congressmen or senators or even your own family members and say, look, this is real. You can't. The U.S. Patent Office says this is real. So if you're not familiar with those documents, click on them, download them, and read them, and print them out in color. And there's photographs and charts showing the years that these weapons were developed. Very powerful information. Other pieces of information that we have that have been added just this year, for example, under our tab that's called Gang Stalking Documents, we have got a number of things such as the Gang Stalking Training Manual. That's very popular on our website. We've also got the FBI Standard Domestic Investigation Manual that's used for any investigation that the FBI conducts. It's basically a handbook that tells each agent how to handle investigation, what questions you ask, do's and don'ts. So that's very helpful information. These are the training guides that they use in the FBI. So that's the kind of thing you can print out just the first few pages of and use it to start a discussion and say, hey, you can download the whole manual. It's several hundred pages, but we've got the entire manual. In this particular case, for example, the FBI PERP manual, as we refer to it, is actually called, it was a secret document that was called Confidential Human Sources, or CHS. And this is how the FBI trains and recruits and trains, people that they want to use to do lots of things that are technically illegal. And so I encourage you to read that manual. We actually got that manual from a website called TheIntercept.com, and I highly recommend a lot of the information on that website as well. They're an independent journalist organization that's been very effective at getting information, particularly on the FBI. So this is just a few of the examples of the kind of information that's very helpful, and your congressman or senator isn't likely to know anything about it. So by introducing them to this information and some of their staff members, it makes the conversation, it kicks off the conversation and gives you something to leave with them so you can follow up, you know, a week or two later and try to get some help or try to get them to pull for you or get you some information from Washington. So the TI community, as we build up this momentum and this effort, it becomes very effective. So if you're not familiar with these documents, go to the website and check them out and download them and read them. Very compelling information.
Okay, Richard, I just wanted to add that V2K was supported by the psychiatric community, and they had a publication in the American Psychologist dated in 1975 detailing V2K experiments that were held in 1974. And in 1976, on our nation's 200th anniversary, the Soviets pointed a very large antenna at the United States and leveled a solid beam that was powered up by Chernobyl to the west, to the United States, that was supposed to cause anxiety and disorder. And this is fact. You can look it up. It is total fact. Okay, Richard, do you have anything you want to add? Or
it's interesting you bring that up, Frank, because we do get a lot of questions from folks. Our own statistics that we did in the middle of last year showed that 2 out of 3 members at targetedjustice.com are suffering from the effects of V2K. It can be very debilitating at times. It's unfortunate that the media has put so much disinformation into it. But on our website, as well as many other TI groups, we've got an entire tab dedicated to V2K. We talk about how Dr. Alan Fry, Discover, did a number of reports and studies. We've got links to these medical journal articles where these were originally published back in the 1960s. We've got a number of patents that are related to it that you can download and look at. These are things that, this is very compelling information. If you've got some family members or friends that you want to share some information with, these documents on the patents and the journal articles are very compelling information. And without arguing with people, you can provide kind of a different trajectory to your discussions if you've been frustrated in the past. So we've got a wealth of information and documents on the Targeted Justice website, and we put many, many hours into developing this. So we encourage folks to go and download the information on there. It's free. It's free. We are a resource for the community. We want folks to take advantage of it. So please look through. We've got more than 100 tabs on the Targeted Justice website. It is the world's largest information resource for targeted individuals. We want people to take advantage of it.
Great. I just wanted to let you know that when I say you, I mean the people. The Targeted Justice charges this $35 charge so they can almost break even, because there are so many unexpected expenses in D.C. And I just wanted to let you know that Targeted Massachusetts has the same attitude. We don't ask for any monies unless it is something that is going to severely put us in the negative. And D.C. would do that to TJ, I'm sure. And thank you very much, Susan.
Richard, I want to just add what you were talking about, any TIs that are going to make appointments to go see any of the representatives. There are 2 documents that we found helpful. And I don't think it would be wrong to reintroduce it again, because Midge, Richard, I, and a couple of other TIs that joined us, when we worked throughout the offices, we prepared a packet for the representatives. And I think we went between 200 and 300 offices. But if you go on to, again, the Targeted Justice website on the homepage, you scroll down, one of the important documents that they really took notice was that Ted Gunston affidavit. This was a former director of the FBI, and when you read his affidavit that was signed in L.A., it was sworn in front of a notary or signed in front of a notary, and this was from 2012, but if you read his description in there, he breaks apart the targeting program to exactly what we're all experiencing. That was an effective piece of information to put in, as well as the, let me go up a little more. It was Dr. Daniel Lebowitz who submitted his testimony to, I'm sorry, I'm scrolling up and down over here. But it's a doctor, Daniel Levowitz. He's a medical doctor in Pennsylvania, and he submitted his story to and his testimony to the Senate. This was a state civil and human rights in the United States. It was a Senate hearing that was heard December 9, 2013. And you can find the full video of that hearing on the Senate.gov website. But this was something that he submitted, and he again explained this targeting program well. And the fact that it was submitted already to a Senate hearing, I remember that especially the young staffers in the offices were very interested to see, oh, wait a minute, there already was a hearing on it, nothing really changed. We keep reiterating this to them. That's a wonderful document. And, Ara, what else do we have here? That one, the Ted Gunderson, I would definitely include for any person that's going in to make an appointment to see their representative. Another thing, Frank, I think it was Nicole, did the May 1st protests that were going on around the country, I think it was Nicole, it might have been another TI, said, well, if I want to go and hand out information from targeted justice, because let's face it, Frank, with people that are starting to buck the system here now, we're going to see an upswing of people that are supposedly going to call themselves targeted individuals. You know what that's all about. If you could go on the homepage and do a copy-paste of the diagrams that are there, on how the U.S. Air Force tracks everyone. And the other really good one is the overview of the Targeted Individual Program. Those two diagrams, if people want to do handouts in their own community, that are very effective. We have the paper trail. We can prove it all. And there's one, a third diagram called the Targeted Individual Diagram. It's figure D2 on targetedjustice.com. Copy and paste that. You can have your own postcards made. And speaking of making your own activism information, I believe on the targeted protest tab, Richard, are there still instructions about how to make your own signs, banners? I don't think you removed that, did you? Let's see.
Yes, we've got under the flyers and handout tab, we've got some information about folks can make their own flyers. But you are correct. The diagrams are extremely helpful. You can get those printed up in postcards form. You can print them out your own computer and hand them out around your neighborhood. Those are very short, concise messages that people can look at for 5 or 10 seconds and get a sense of what's going on and why it's bad. If you want to make bumper stickers, we've got on our flyers and handouts tab, we've got a couple of bumper stickers that you can print out on inkjet printer or color laser jet and make your own bumper sticker. So we've got a number of people that have done that, and then they send us the picture of the bumper sticker on their car, which is very helpful. Thank you.
Okay, that's great. I just had a question. What part of the park or what part of the White House area are you going to or have you written your petition for? Okay, we have to go to commercial. I'm terribly sorry. hold that thought.
Okay.
See you in a few minutes. Thank you so much.
Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we have been building our online store. While we have been focusing on bringing you the best talk show host in the country, here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we also want our listeners to have products they can use every day and in times of emergency. We have added new products each week to our store. Your support of this network, plus products at the best prices, is a win-win situation. check out our new store. Go to our website, republicbroadcasting.org, and click on the online store located at the top of our website. Together, we can continue to grow RBN and help our listeners prepare for the future. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on our online store or call us.
800-724-2719, extension 3. 800-724-2719, extension 3.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Hey, honey, I'm home.
I grabbed the newspaper on the way home. Look at all the news today.
The newspaper? Don't you know that all you're going to get in the newspaper is propaganda, twisted news, and false information?
Honey, this is a national newspaper. It has to be true.
Ha! For some reason, a majority of the population believe anything the mainstream media tells them. The newspaper does not give out the important attention on what's happening to this country and news that affects our daily lives. Say, does that newspaper mention anything about the North American Union?
No, not that I can see.
I didn't think so. You need to go to www.newswithviews.com, where truth is more important than political correctness. That's www.newswithviews.com. Hey, don't throw that away. We can use that in the birdcage.
Okay, move over. Let me start reading newswithviews.com.
The truth? Read all about it at newswithviews.com. Newswithviews.com, where reality shatters illusion.
Welcome back. My name is Frank Allen, and tonight we have a very special guest from Target of Justice. And unfortunately, we're coming up to the top of the hour, so I'd like to get closing statements from Richard and Susan. Who would like to go first? Let's do ladies first. What do you think, Richard?
Ladies always first.
Okay, I owe you a beer, both of you guys. I owe you a beer in Washington, or a Cabernet at least. I just encourage everybody, please go to targetedjustice.com. It's never too early to register. I just want to finish off. You were asking me about where we booked it. That's why I need a head count, Frank. There are certain areas around the White House where there is only a certain amount of people allowed to protest in that area. So it will be around the White House. We will let you know once the numbers start coming in. It'll be a wonderful time. It'll definitely be worth the visit, and you will not regret coming. It'll be just a wonderful time. Information, camaraderie, and a chance to meet your representative.
Okay, Cowboys, that's great. How about you, Richard?
Yeah, first, let me just say thank you again, Frank, for all your efforts and work and for allowing some microphone time for Targeted Justice. We certainly look forward to having everyone come out to Washington, D.C. this September, and it'll be a lot of fun. If you're thinking about providing your congressman or representative's information, even before and outside of our event, please go to our website, targetjustice.com. There's flyers. There's diagrams that you can print out. You can make them into postcards and hand them out around your community. And you can register for the September protest as well. So we hope to see you all there.
Okay, that's great. And I'd like to top this off by saying, once again, this is going to be fun. You get to meet TIs, some of you for the first time. And we get to peacefully protest against this terrible thing. And we get to do it with some great people. And I'm very proud to be on the advisory board of Targeted Justice. And they are a wonderful organization. I couldn't think of a better place to go on September the 22nd. And that's actually my mother's birthday, so it's kind of a special day to me. But I'd like to say thank you very much, guys, and good night from Boston, Massachusetts. My name is Frank Allen.
What would you say if I told you we have a new tool that will increase production and lower maintenance costs for your meat processing company, and it would pay for itself in just 6 weeks?
When pigs fly!
The new EaseOff Model EZ4 replaces old spring-style carcass droppers and is faster, safer, and more reliable. The EaseOff lowers or lifts 1,000 pounds to or from your rail automatically using our remote control.
Sounds expensive! Can I afford it?
Can you afford not to try the EaseOff? It installs fast with just 3 bolts in place of your current dropper. The effortless operation will reduce fatigue and injuries, speed up your line, eliminate downtime, and increase profit.
How can I order my EaseOff?
Go to EaseOff.com, EazeOff.com, and hurry, because we are offering $200 off on the new EZ4 for a limited time. EaseOff.com. We make pigs fly. Cows, too. EaseOff LLC, Summersville, Missouri, 417-932-6419.
This is RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network.